Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Room at the Manor, written by Julie Shackman and read by Caroline Guthrie. Have you been sprinkling your fairy dust again, Lara? I beamed across at Mrs. Arnold. Thank you. I'm so glad you're enjoying it. My retired English teacher took a sip of her Earl Grey tea. Enjoying it, she says. Your red velvet cake is positively dancing across my taste buds. I slid out from behind the dark wooden counter and approached Mrs. Arnold. I was worried that it might be a bit on the dry side. Her chocolate-coloured eyes twinkled out at me from her carefully powdered face. You need to believe in yourself more, young lady. She delivered another forkful of cake to her mouth and let out a little sigh of contentment. Then she shifted in her bentwood chair, almost knocking over the laminated True Brew menu. I hope that Kitty Walker appreciates all your hard work and effort. A blush crept up my neck and decided to stay there. Since you started working here, Mrs. Arnold continued as she waggled her cake fork, your baking has been a godsend. She gave a small shudder from under her aubergine cardigan. I mean, Kitty's efforts are all well and good, but there's only so much Victoria sponge and apple tart a person can take. She leaned over conspiratorially. Your Portuguese tarts last week were truly sublime. From a circular table nearby, two younger women sporting spray tans and slashes of red lip gloss interjected. So, you're behind the cheesecake brownies, grinned one through bleached teeth. They were excellent. I basked in their praise. Guilty as charged. Her polished companion nodded her blonde bob. It's about time this place moved into this century. Mrs. Arnold opened her mouth again to speak, but then clamped her lips shut. I turned to see my boss, Kitty, looming towards me in her plastic True Brew apron. When you've quite finished gossiping with all the customers, Lara, table 3 needs clearing. I wasn't gossiping, I explained calmly. These ladies were just complimenting me on my baking. Kitty's frosted pink mouth pinched. Yes, well, I don't employ you to bake. That's my job. She thrust out a wobbling chest. Your role is to serve customers and to clear tables, which, right now, you are failing to do. I made an effort to smile. But if you recall, Kitty, when you took me on, you told me that I could bake and experiment with some of my own. I don't remember saying any such thing, Kitty interrupted loudly, her jowls quivering as she hoisted her eyes away from me for a moment. Now, that table, it's positively a mess. I snatched up a tray and marched over to the cluttered table to tidy it. Mrs. Arnold and the two glamorous ladies awarded Kitty disapproving glares, but she simply spun on her sparkly trainers and sallied back to the counter. I could sense my face was as red as my corkscrew hair. It was nobody's fault I was working for Satan's mother, except my own. And that had been necessity, not choice. Being made redundant from my civil service PR job had seemed like a blessing, especially when I then took off to Malta and met Anton.